SBS हिंदी।
आपका समुदाय, आपकी बातें, SBS हिंदी।
We're speaking to the Minister for Police in New South Wales and Minister for Emergency Services, the Honourable Troy Grant. Welcome to the Hindi program, Mr. Grant.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us something about safety during swimming. It's peak summer season and there are lots of accidents of drowning, and especially it's refugees and migrants who unfortunately get into these accidents. So are there a lot of drowning incidents by the poolside or by the beaches?
Well, unfortunately, every drowning death that we have is a tragic one and we hope can be avoided. The drowning deaths occur in all waterways where people overestimate their ability and underestimate the conditions. And there's different factors that contribute to drowning. If it's inland in dams or rivers, whether it's in the backyard pool, or whether it's along our pristine coastline at our beaches. Over the last 10 years, 280 people have drowned in New South Wales who were born overseas. It's a terrible statistic and it's one that I want to address, and that's why we're announcing significant funding to help with water safety, learn to swim opportunities for those from non-speaking backgrounds.
Sure. I'd like to know a little more about this swimming program where we've allocated extra funds. So in which area are these swimming programs going to take place?
For this summer, there's been $90,000 awarded for programs to run in Western Sydney, including the Seven Hills area. This will allow around 250 adults to complete up to 10 swimming lessons each, while also providing professional development for instructors to continue that work with migrant communities into the future.
Sure. So it's mainly for adults at the moment?
Yes, but we're hoping that through the adults learning to swim that they'll also be able to help their children, and there are other opportunities for children that aren't just specifically about non-English speaking backgrounds, but more broader water safety programs that we're also funding for young people.
Sure. And what tips would you like to give people who are not very good swimmers how to remain safe in the pool or on the beaches, please?
I think the rules and the tips are very simple ones, but we tend to get excited when there's hot weather. We want to race to the water to cool off and get some respite. But if you're at the beach, very, very simple. We have red and yellow flags. We have volunteers who are trained professionals who say you must swim between those flags. And if you can't see them at the beach, they can't see you to help them. If you get into trouble, do not panic. Try to remain calm and raise your arm and help will come. We have those lifesavers there. They have jet skis available. They have drones in the sky. So the technology is improving all the time. If you're around a pool, supervision is key. You must supervise all the time and not get distracted. And if you're going into inland waters, whether it's dams, rock pools, or inland rivers, you've got to understand that underneath the water, you can't see what's under there. It can be very treacherous with snags and muddy banks. You can get stuck, and the water temperature is very, very cold and can take your breath away very quickly, and you can get into trouble before you know it.
Sure. Thanks for that information, Minister, and I hope and I'm quite sure this program will help prevent drowning cases this summer.
We certainly hope so. We thank you for your support and interest. We will be advertising these water safety messages across multilingual messages throughout the media, throughout the summer period. Each of our material with booklets and information is also done in multiple languages as well. And all you have to do in Australia, if you need to know something, is ask for help, and there's always help available.
Sure, that's very heartening to learn. Thank you for your time, Minister.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
आपका समुदाय, आपकी बातें, SBS हिंदी।
sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाए और ऐसे अंश का आपकी भाषा में आनंद उठाए।